This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Jamie Gibson, who's the Vice President of Technology and Sales Engineering at Ribbon. Jamie, thank you for joining me today.
Good afternoon, and thank you.
Well, Jamie, we're going to be talking about a topic that we've talked about nonstop for over a year now, but now we're coming up on a deadline. It's stir-shaken, of course, and we'll be diving right into that topic. But first, tell us a little bit about Ribbon Communications.
So Ribbon is a global provider of communication software, IP, and optical networking solutions to service providers, enterprises, and other critical infrastructure sectors pretty much globally.
So what's going to happen on June 30th?
Well, June 30th is the big date that service providers need to have filed their robocall mitigation plan with the FCC.
What happens if you miss that date?
Probably nothing the next day, but by September 28th, customers that are not listed in the FCC database or have filed their plan will not be able to send traffic to any other operators. So other operators won't be able to accept traffic from you if you are not in the database.
And let's talk a little bit about this for a moment before we talk about mitigation and so on. Does that mean the day after and you haven't filed, and let's just say for argument's sake, you haven't also taken any steps, that they're going to be aware of your non-filing, your non-compliance is going to be visible?
Correct. When you put your plan together to meet the June 30th deadline, you file that plan with the FCC in an online database. And once you've done that, you will be registered as a provider in that database that other carriers can see whether you filed or not.
Now, what happens if we just slide by? I mean, it's the end of June. You said nothing happens the next day, but does anything happen in the days that spread between now and September?
You know, I would imagine the FCC will be contacting carriers that haven't filed. Maybe they've been asleep and haven't. But there has been no formal communication from them on what's going to happen between those days. Certainly other service providers, I would think, would be talking to each other. And if you normally send and receive a lot of phone calls to another company and you don't see them in that database, you're probably going to reach out to them before you stop accepting their traffic in September. So that date shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody.
Now, one other point of clarification, what type of company, define for me what type of company must make this filing?
Any service provider that has an OCN in the U.S., owns phone numbers and originates traffic into our network.
So if that's your category, you better pay attention to this. So is it too late? In other words, let's say, just for argument's sake, there's someone out there that actually hasn't taken any steps at all. Can they begin now?
Yeah, I think it's there's still time to begin. What has to be filed by the 30th is your plan. And your plan can be to implement the steps that they've required, and you can have a high-level plan. The FCC has not been very specific on what that plan must entail, and plans always change and get revised. So our suggestion would be to file as much as you can, and then provide updates as you implement other steps.
I was just going to ask you about that. If you file, you can then file an amended plan?
I'm not aware of the exact specific mechanism to file the amended plan, but I imagine that when you're going through there, you can update what you're doing.
All right. So let's dive a little bit deeper in how Ribbon is helping partners now. So I imagine you have a number of people that have already completed this process. But what about people that are still in process, and how are you helping those companies?
So I think for the ones that are coming a little bit later in the game, the easiest thing is to sign up to one of our subscription services to score the outbound calls from your network. That can be done in a few weeks time to get set up and doesn't require a lot of capital investment, or for most customers, no capital investment in their network. That's the easiest part. There are other things that, and other steps that you have to take, such as knowing who your customers are and responding to tracebacks. A lot of those are, you know, internal to the service provider, and they just need to work out their own business process for that, and then write it down.
So are you actually able to help your clients actually with this filing in addition to the actual activities they need to do?
So we are not helping customers. We're not a law firm, and so we will not provide the response back to the FCC. We do have some boilerplate language that customers can use in their filings, particularly if they leverage our solutions, on how our solutions will help them meet those requirements. But we have a lot of consultants and partners that we work with that we'd be happy to help customers or point them in their direction to help them with their filing if they need help.
You know, Jamie, interestingly enough, a lot of people haven't talked about costs a lot in these podcasts that we've done on this topic. But you're indicating to me that maybe it's not free, but it's not necessarily as expensive as some people might imagine.
No, it's really not. The basic screening on calls on your own network to make a determination if they're, an illegal robocall, which the FCC is requiring you to block, it's really not that difficult to do. It's not. And it's not that expensive at all.
Are there additional benefits? It's great to be, of course, in compliance, but are generally there big benefits or other benefits that you're going to notice once you get into compliance?
One of the biggest things you'll be able to pick up on is originating fraud traffic from your network. When somebody starts doing robocalling from your network, it could be either that they're starting a telemarketing campaign or they're trying to scam people into buying something that people don't want to buy. But it also could be somebody that has hacked one of your enterprise customers and is generating IRS fraud or some other fraud from that. And if you're monitoring this traffic, you can pick up on that quicker and hopefully stop that and keep your customers happy.
So Jamie, why Ribbon? There's a lot of companies out there that have been offering Surshaken solutions. Why should I partner with Ribbon?
Yeah, I think one thing that we do that's a little bit unique is not only do we offer the scoring service, which is a cloud-based service, but we actually sit in the customer's network and deal with all of the calls that come and go in the network on a day-to-day basis. And it's the ability to have the knowledge of what's going on in a customer's network combined with the analytics that are gleaned from several other customers, large amounts of traffic, that provides the most accurate scoring for any particular service provider.
Is it possible that some people out there, this is sort of a known unknown question, they feel that they have actually gotten themselves prepared, but, Riven's position is maybe you don't know specifically if someone's not prepared or not, but you've actually seen where people really had some gaps.
Yeah, this problem has really evolved over the last couple of years and continues to evolve. And the perpetrators of the bad calling, they're not sleeping and they keep changing the way they act. For example, if a service provider provides, one of these guys, these calling parties, multiple numbers, they're actually starting to track which numbers are getting answered and which ones aren't. And they'll switch the number they're using once a number starts getting blocked. So they're paying attention to how calls are getting completed or not and changing their behavior accordingly. So a lot of the early plans, which were very static based, based on an update of, once a day or even once every couple hours, are really becoming less useful because these perpetrators are changing their phone numbers or changing their methods a lot more rapid. So certainly the biggest gap that we've seen from the earlier deployments is the speed of responding to changes in your network and being able to start blocking that traffic a lot quicker.
Jamie, I'm thinking about Ribbon's lineage and you're sort of a new company with a very, very rich heritage in telecom. You think that's brought something to the table with regard to this matter?
I think the diversity of people that we have in our company, from the global nature of our business, as well as the different backgrounds from the companies that make up what is now Ribbon, gives us a very unique perspective of problems that face the industry globally. What we see here in the US is very different than what we see in Latin America, which is very different than what we're seeing in Europe. And being able to combine talent, both from a personnel standpoint, as well as the type of products that were deployed in those markets, I think does give us a very unique perspective on the industry.
You know, we've been underway for a while here, and I'm wondering if along the way you've developed some new partnerships, found some new customers who kind of came for Stir Shaken, but then stayed for a lot of the other things Ribbon has to offer.
Yeah, we've had several customers that started out wanting to be compliant for originating robocall mitigation. And we looked at the traffic in their network, and it expands beyond just detecting robocalls, but other types of called bad traffic in your network, fraud that we were talking about before, and other things in the network that maybe were just related to capacity. So that really delves more into an analytics platform that we have that can identify traffic behaviors in the network through machine learning, understand what normal behaviors are, and then detect anomalies, whether they're robocalls, fraud calls, or just other things that may be due to failures in your network. So yeah, we've had several customers that start out with one part and then expand into other areas of the business.
Well, Jamie, this has really been interesting. This is a huge topic. Stir Shaken is still very important, and I think we'll be reporting on it, of course, after the deadline to see how it all falls out. But for now, where can we learn more about Ribbon's approach to Stir Shaken?
So the easiest thing is to go to our website, which is rbbn.com. From there, we have categories of solutions and products that you can pick from and look for the Stir Shaken.
Well, again, very interesting podcast. I want to thank you very much again, Jamie. I know we'll be talking about this soon, but for now, thanks very much.
Thank you.